there's a woman in Austin who wrote a book or who created a book called What Men Know About Women, and you open it and it's completely empty. It's a $5 book full of blank pages, and she sold like 1.5 million of them. Don't you wish you'd had that idea?
That's Marcia Ball. This is Gwen Tompkins, and we're talking to each other on Music Inside Out. Ball sings about all kinds of relationships, even the ones that go pear-shaped.
But there's probably not that many real interpersonal relationship songs in my repertoire.
Let's go to the paperwork, Ms. Ball.
let's Google that. I heard it all. Somebody asked me one time, why did you sing about hitting men so much? I said, God, I didn't think about that. You have to be careful about what you put all together.
Well, nowadays, times have changed a lot, I have to say. Not in the sense that one day, you know, hitting people was fashionable and today it's not, but just that it is a sensitive topic.
Definitely.
And because there's more awareness about, you know, violence in relationships and all, then, it's not as easy to write a song, I guess,
which
these days
about it.
Which brings us to St. Gabriel.
Exactly.
Where does that song come from?
That's a true story.
Really?
I have a friend in Kansas who is a newspaper reporter, and he heard about this woman who had been in jail for 10 years. For killing her husband. And she was a classic abused wife. It was a self-defense situation. She hit him with a hammer. He broke down the bathroom door and where she was cowering. And here's the story, too. In the bathroom was an ice pick and a hammer because she had hung a razor strop on the wall next to the sink earlier that day. And when he broke down the door after beating her up and got in the bathroom, she hit him with the hammer. She didn't stick him with the ice pick. She hit him with the hammer to keep him away from her. And he fell down, and apparently she didn't even run or didn't realize. She just went basically and got in the bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And later when she got up, he hadn't moved. Well, ultimately she served 10 years. And when my friend Dave Ranney found out about her, and she'd been denied parole, he wrote about her, and he wrote her story. And the next time she came up for parole, she was released.
All the sad songs about leaving, none about coming home. I've been down in St. Gabriel, with nowhere to go. The sun sets in St. Gabriel, a fiery red. the fields all around. They say I killed a man. They threatened my life. But I went to prison because I was his wife. And I had stood it as long as I could. Oh, I went down to St. Gabriel for what I had to do. Oh, St. Gabriel, St. Gabriel.
So I wrote the story, but of course I said it at the women's prison here in Louisiana. She's been in jail for 10 years, and she's standing out by the road, and she's got no place to go.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you say in the song that you can feel the river,
yeah,
you know, I mean, through the walls, I mean, that, it's a very powerful image that, I guess, talks about the river of life.
Right. You kind of have to have been to St. Gabriel to know how close that is, and the, you know, the dead, the fields, and the sunsets and everything.
Anyway, so when you think about these prisoners in this prison and they feel the river moving outside the wall, then it's, you know, it's life passing them by to such a large degree.
Yeah.
It's really strong, you know.
Thank you.
And very sad, you know, very sad.
St. Gabriel, St. Gabriel,
I don't want to make our talk about relationships all sound like it's about fisticuffs.
Bad signs,
not,
you know?
Yeah, not.
But I think that you brought out the gentleman in Mac Rebennack.
Oh, wasn't
you know,
that
and Dr.
Neat?
John. Oh, boy, yeah. And this duet that you all do, which is called I'll Never Be Free.
Right.
It's got that 50s feel to it almost.
Well,
huh?
You know what happened was he pitched me that. Basically, one time we worked a gig together up the country, Cincinnati, I think, and we were talking, and he said, there's a song you need to do. It's called I'll Never Be Free. You need to do it as a duet with somebody. Maybe me.
Now that's a salesman.
So I called him on it.
Each time I hold somebody new,
can take your place, darling, in my embrace.
I'll never be free.
What's so neat about it is the way you all finish each other's thoughts in the song, the way you all arrange the vocals.
Yeah.
You know, you sound like people who'd been together a long time.
Aww.
And who, you know. Which album is that? Let me find this.
That's,
this is on what?
On the So Many Rivers.
No, Peace, Love, and Barbecue.
Like I said, it was on the Peace, Love, and Barbecue. Yeah, and we used Max Rhythm Section. We used David Berard and Herman Ernest.
Oh, boy. But, you know, it's funny because you record an album, or at least you release an album every 2-3 years, something like that, right?
Right.
And so, which suggests that you're doing a little living between the albums.
I have plenty of living to do. And also, I just don't think the world needs an album from me every year. And I don't really write a bunch of songs until I feel like I have something to say. And so I try to make them worth getting. I guess by the time I get one out, people are ready.
That's Marcia Ball, piano player extraordinaire. Our friends at WWNO are ready to take your call. Here they are with the details.